It's Monday. That can mean only one thing. Of course, the return of MLS Monday. Joined as always for this by Drew Farmer. Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Andy. Always good to be back. Talk a little MLS and US soccer in general.
Now, of course, international break for a lot of European top leagues and things. Major League Soccer's kept going. Now, we'll talk about the US men's national team a little later. First, to some of the action from the league. And how often do we get an opportunity? How often does this team stand out and that says, hey, talk about us? New England Revs had an amazing weekend.
Yeah, they did, Andy. They picked up their ninth win of the season. But the real headlines were taken by Lee Wynn, attacking midfielder for the club, and he picked up four assists in the game, which ties a all-time MLS record for most assists in the game. And, you know, surprisingly, when I looked at the stats, he tied four other players for this record of four assists in a game, and that was Landon Donovan, Carlos Valderrama, Dwayne De Rosario, and Chris Henderson, which is a blast from the past of Major League Soccer. But, you know, a fantastic win for New England Revolution, who sit just 4 points outside the playoffs. And, you know, they're, again, we've talked about them before, not one of the sexier teams in Major League Soccer, but, you know, they're putting they might have a nice little run in them for the remainder of the season. But, you know, the real story, as I say, was Lee Wynn in this game, who has really put together a solid Major League Soccer career in the last five seasons, and especially in the last four, he's really turned it on just with his goal scoring and his production from creating goals. And he's a player that didn't really take the traditional Major League Soccer route or the traditional route to Major League Soccer. He found himself in the Netherlands with PSV back in 2007, didn't really work out for him there, and he moved to Denmark with Randers, and again, things didn't really work out. And in 2009, I think a lot of people may have forgotten about him because he ended up playing in the top flight of football in Vietnam. Spent a couple of years there and then resurfaced in Major League Soccer in 2011. But since he's come back to, or since he's come to the U.S. and played for New England Revolution, he's really solidified himself as a steady player, one of the more consistent players, and often overlooked, in my opinion. And I guess maybe that's, again, because he doesn't play for one of the sexier teams in Major League Soccer. But, you know, great weekend for him and for New England Revolution fans.
It's old school thinking, this, but as soon as I think of New England Revolution, I still think of Alexi Lalas with the big beard and things.
I think it's hard to look past him in New England Revolution history. And I often think of Steve Nichol, who was their manager for so many years, and actually back when New England was actually one of the powerhouses of Major League Soccer, and Taylor Twellman. But those times have moved on, and you know, this is one of those teams that kind of gets mired in the middle of those, I guess you could say, forgettable teams in Major League Soccer. But you know, they're knocking on the playoff doors. Do they have the talent to really go far in the playoffs? Well, you know, the playoffs are a different animal, so who really knows once that happens? But you know, they're trying their best.
With the playoffs, they are not a million miles away now. Chicago did their bit to try and make sure they are very much in the running for it. They got a victory this weekend. A bit of a controversial red card, something that was a tackle on Bastian Schweinsteiger, but in the end, Chicago getting the victory there. I mean, playoff-wise, how are you seeing? There's a few candidates that are obvious to go in, but maybe just, I don't know, off the top of your head, a team you think might be worthy of a sneaking in position?
Well, if Lee Wynn can keep things up for the New England Revolution, I think they've got a real good shout. But Montreal have really turned things on as of late. I do say they've turned it on as of late, but they did lose over the weekend. They're level on points with Atlanta United for that last place in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. But, you know, keep an eye on Atlanta United. They still have 10 games to play this regular season. Two games in hand over Montreal and the teams below them. So I think they're going to do real well in getting into the playoffs, and they'll be the second team in their maiden voyage in MLS in the expansion year to make the playoffs. And I think it'll be quite exciting. They're just opening up that brand new billion-dollar stadium in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Arena. And you know, with that new home stadium, if they get to play a game or two there, you know, it could be really exciting once the postseason starts. But you know, talk about on the opposite end, some of the most disappointing teams this season. You know, I look at Orlando City, who lost yet again over the weekend. They're winless in their last six. They've got Kaká in that team. They made that big move for Dom Dwyer in the middle of the season. You know, nothing's really worked for them this season. It's such a poor season for a team that started out pretty well and has such a great fan base. They opened up a new stadium this year, but you know, away from home. Only two wins this season and defeated over the weekend 4-0 by New England. And just not going well for them and their fans right now.
Also, with the league, I've noticed something which it kind of sneaked past me until I saw it this weekend, but as seems to be the way that American leagues do this, and I have a lot of admiration for American leagues in this, Major League Soccer has kind of gone for a rebrand this month. It's removed certain elements of its logo and things and changed them red, but it's for a really good cause, Drew.
Yeah, MLS has gone gold for September, and this is all to do with some of the charity work that MLS will be doing this month. MLS Works, which is the charity wing, they have devoted the month to Kick Childhood Cancer, and they will be partnering with the Children's Oncology Group to help raise awareness and funds for cancer research for children and adolescents. And, you know, they're going to be doing some different things at matches to help raise awareness and raise funds, as well as playing games with a commemorative match ball that will be all gold this month. Captains will be wearing special armbands, all gold as well. And you're going to see corner flags and nets, goal nets, painted all gold this month. So it's going to be a really interesting month if you like that kind of thing, and a chance to donate some money. And, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a lot of different sports teams, not just for the Go Gold September with the cancer research, but a lot of sports teams in the U.S. trying to help out due to the devastating hurricane that has taken place in the Gulf Coast near the Houston region. And just to give a shout-out for that Houston native Stuart Holden, who used to play for Bolton Wanderers, is attempting to organize some charity events and a celebrity match in that region to raise funds. So, you know, a lot of different teams and a lot of different groups are really trying to do their part in the professional sports world.
Yeah, as you say, a couple of worthy causes there. And in terms of a league as a whole, the Major League Soccer not the first to do it. The ones that came to my mind, first of all, was the NFL, who have, and I think it might be October, but everything goes pink for breast cancer there. And there's other examples. So I like that as an American way of showing support for charity. I do like that. So to international stuff. And on the surface, I looked at the score for the US men's national team and thought, ooh, losing 2-0 to Costa Rica, that's got to hurt. However, I was quickly reminded with an internet search that, of course, Costa Rica, I had forgotten this, were in the 2014 World Cup. They had a 0-0 against England in the group stages. And actually, through that World Cup, they looked pretty decent. So maybe on the surface, or maybe underneath at least, it's not as big a deal for the USMNT than I initially thought.
Well, yeah, Costa Rica, who started the weekend in second place in the CONCACAF region, are a very good team. And as I think you've just noted, they go under the radar quite a bit. Two goals in that game for Marco Llorena for Costa Rica. He plays for San Jose Earthquakes in Major League Soccer. And, you know, the U.S., as you say, not a great result for them. They are still in third place in the CONCACAF standings on 8 points. And making things worse is Honduras in fourth place. They are also on 8 points, but just sit there due to goal difference. Now, the USA will play Honduras tomorrow night in Honduras. And this is a game that the USA really must win to have hopes of getting through to the qualification, for qualifying to the World Cup finals next year. If they end up finishing in fourth place, they would have to advance to an inter-confederation playoff game against an Asian confederation team. Now, the U.S. does have history on its side. Back earlier this year, they did defeat Honduras 6-0 in the USA. So that goes good. That's good for the U.S., but with the way the U.S. played over the weekend, looking very tired and really just getting outplayed by Costa Rica, it's going to be a hostile environment in Honduras. So, you know, Bruce Arena is going to have to really find everything he can do to get this team to at least get a result. Now, looking at the standings right below Honduras, in fifth place is Panama, who are just 1 point behind both the USA and the Hondurans. So, you know, things aren't so rosy for the USA, and they've got to play Panama as well before the qualification stages are over. Perhaps the best news for the USA, things going their way, is the fact that Honduras and Panama do have difficult schedules coming up. Honduras still has to play Costa Rica and Mexico, while the Panamanians have to play the USA and Costa Rica. So, you know, things, in my opinion, I think the USA will qualify in that third-place position, but it's going to be just by the skin of their teeth in the end.
Yep. Interesting few months for the USA, and as Drew mentions there, the game on Tuesday, which we'll keep an eye on. That is it, though, as we draw to a close for MLS Monday for this time. Remember, if you want to let us know what you think as you're listening to this, or if you wanted to give us an idea of things you want us to talk about in the future, if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag MLS Monday, and we'll look at those as we go. Also, Drew, I think we should have as many mentions in future for Carlos Valderrama as possible. Love how you slipped the name in there early on in the episode today.
Yeah, absolutely. The best hair in Major League Soccer history.
Apart from Alexi Lalas, who I think was better. Hair-wise.
What can I say?
On that note, we'll leave it. Drew Farmer for this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy.